Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Fields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, as we always do, we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And as we begin to look at these readings for Sunday, let me just take a moment to emphasize to you, we still have until November 20th for the end of the Year of Mercy. Have you gone through the holy door in your diocese? Have you repented of your sin? Have you forgiven those who have hurt you? Seek the mercy of God. Take action where action is called for. There are great, great blessings that God wants to give us. And during this time of difficulty in our own country, with the upcoming elections, this is a time to turn to God in your own life for mercy, forgiveness, reconciliation, so your head is clear, so you can think clearly. Not to say nothing of your eternal salvation. That, of course, is the most important. But oftentimes when we let go of sins out of the past, when we forgive, by God's grace, we're given the grace to forgive and receive mercy. We're in such a place to be able to understand the truth, to see what must be done. We have courage that we didn't have before. All those gifts come when we rid ourselves of sin. So I encourage you in this particular Year of Mercy that extends until November 20th of this year, please take time. Go through the door of mercy. Pray. Go to confession. Receive all the grace that God wants to give you, that you might be a clear vessel, and that you might be a source of truth and a source of peace, a source of mercy for those around you. We look now to the first reading from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 1, verses 2 to 3, and chapter 2, verses 2 to 4. How long, O Lord? I cry for help, but you do not listen. I cry out to you, violence, but you do not intervene. Why do you let me see ruin? Why must I look at misery? Destruction and violence are before me. There are many people in the world right now, brothers and sisters, who can literally pray that. There is strife, there is clamorous discord. Then the Lord answered me and said, write down the vision clearly upon the tablets, so that one can read it readily. For the vision still has its time, presses on to fulfillment, and will not disappoint. If it delays, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not be late. The rash one has no integrity, but the just one, because of his faith, shall live. God's talking about eternal life here. Really want to encourage you. Even when you fear, even when you're deeply disappointed, trust him. Don't take your eyes off the Lord. Trust him. Ask his Holy Spirit to come and equip you and help you. Because God will come. He will. Psalm 95 tells us, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. There are so many times, brothers and sisters, when God is speaking to us and inspiring us, do this, turn away from that, speak to this person, correct this situation, look in your own heart. What are your motives? Examine yourself just in this last week and say, where are you? If today you hear his voice, harden not your heart. If God's been trying to get a word in edgewise, and you're complaining about things not going well, ask the Lord, Lord, is there something you want of me? Is there something you want me to change? Rather than change everybody, change that situation, take care of that, the first place we've got to look is me. Lord, what do you want to do in me? What do you ask of me? What do you want me to change? He'll answer you. Somebody will come up and say something and you'll say, ah, there it is. Or you'll receive the grace to be honest in your own heart and admit what you've refused to look at.
Ask him.
Oh, that today you would hear his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as in the day of Massah in the desert, where your fathers tested me, though they had seen my works. They kept on testing God, wouldn't believe him. Brothers and sisters, put your trust in him and keep your trust in him. Even when you say, well, I trusted God and this didn't work. Well, maybe it wasn't for your eternal salvation. Well, it was a good thing, but you got to trust that God sees the whole picture. You don't, and I don't, and we have to trust him. As I said the other day on the program, when thy ways are beyond understanding, I will adore thee in silent trust. Do you? Or do you rail against God, the one person who can bring you good, real good, good that lasts forever? Why alienate him? Why turn away from God? God wants the best for you. And it's you know, to use the old analogy, when you were a child and your parents had to punish you, it must have been very hard for them many times to do that. But they knew that something had to happen because you weren't getting the message or you were just choosing not to obey. Sometimes it's like that for us with God, brothers and sisters. Sometimes he withholds because he needs us to come to him and to be obedient to him. And then he will bless you. Sometimes that's the only way we're going to learn. We make all kinds of good resolutions when things are good, but when things get difficult, we forget them. Go to God in all circumstances. Plead with him to show you the truth and to give you the grace to embrace the truth, to follow him where he leads. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. In the second letter of Paul to Timothy, chapter 1, verses 6 to 8 and 13 to 14. Beloved, I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands. Baptism, confirmation, the gift that you have through the imposition of my hands, the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but a spirit of power and love and self-control. So do not be ashamed of your testimony to our Lord, nor of me, a prisoner for his sake, but bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. Take as your norm the sound words that you heard from me in the faith and the love that are in Christ Jesus. Guard this rich trust with the help of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. When you know you need to turn from a particular way of living or someone you're relating to, or you need to turn away from an attitude, you need to turn away from unforgiveness, come, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to live in the truth, because who is the truth? It is Jesus. It's the source of everything we need. That's where the truth is. Give me grace to live in the truth. If I'm an habitual liar, give me grace. Plead with him. Give me grace. I want to live in the truth. Help me to break habits. Help me to break patterns of thinking. Help me to choose your priorities over my own. That's the road. That's the path. That's the kind of prayer that leads to honest peace. In the Gospel of Luke today, chapter 17, verses 5 to 10, the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord replied, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, come here immediately and take your place at the table? Would he not rather say to him, prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink, and you may eat and drink when I am finished? Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do. Follow him, brothers and sisters. Be willing to bow down. Be willing to be obedient to him. what happens in us? It's our pride that says, I don't need to be obedient to anybody. Life's fine, just the way it is. Or you say, why would I be obedient to God? I've prayed and prayed and prayed to Him, and nothing has changed, nothing has happened. And so we reject God, we reject the source. Brothers and sisters, if there's a delay, there's a reason for the delay. It may be in us, it may be in the other people there, or circumstances we're dealing with. But we need to keep going to God, bowing down before Him and say, teach me, lead me, help me to be obedient to You, and You will flourish. God has to bring us to Himself. He has to put the collar around our neck sometimes. He has to put the harness on us and lead us. Sometimes where we don't particularly want to go. But if it leads to life, brothers and sisters, you are going to want it. But this is where we need faith. We need faith to believe that He is our Father, that He is our Savior, that He really wants to save us for Himself, for life eternal. He really does, brothers and sisters, want to save you. You have to take this very personally. You have to answer God very personally. Trust Him. Trust Him. God so loves us, brothers and sisters. He so loves us. He so desires us. He so wants us to follow Him. Will you do that? Write to me. Let me hear from you. Let me know what you struggle with. But decide today that you're going to obey Him and you're going to follow Him with a whole heart. And I guarantee you, you will have life everlasting. And all the mourning and the sorrow and the pain will go. Follow Him with your whole heart. Really urge you to take a look at my free booklet, The Mercy of God, and you can access it by calling 800 number at the end of the program, or you can go to our website, renewalministries.net. When you get there, click on radio. When you get to radio, click on Food for the Journey. Come on, you can follow this. Click on Food for the Journey. And then scroll down, just scroll down. Don't just look at the picture in front of you. Scroll down and you'll see how to receive my free booklet. So you can call the 800 number. We have a free booklet available there. But if you go to my website, you can receive my booklets on the mercy of God. So do both if you want. Call the 800 number, but also go to our website, renewalministries.net. When you get there, click on radio. When you get to radio, click on Food for the Journey, and then just scroll down. You can listen to the programs as you wish, but you can also scroll down further and receive a free copy of my booklet on mercy. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, you can receive my free booklet by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net, renewalministries.net. From there, select radio, then select Food for the Journey, and you'll find a great deal of information available to you. God bless you.